Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has warned Saudi Arabia against carrying out the death sentence of outspoken Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Hezbollah has urged rights groups to press Riyadh not to kill the top Shia scholar. Meanwhile, a group of protesters staged a rally in Bahrain to express solidarity with the cleric. A Press TV team has visited the Iraqi town of Amriat al-Fallujah, where heavy fighting continues between the army and ISIL militants. The strategic town is roughly 40 kilometers west of Baghdad. The army, backed by volunteer forces and Sunni tribes, are defending the town. A Syrian Kurdish official in the city of Kobani has called on the international community to pressure the Turkish government to allow delivery of ammunition for Kurdish fighters. Idris Nassan of Kobani's Foreign Relations Committee says volunteers must be allowed to cross the border and defend the city against ISIL Takfiri militants. And the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has accused Israel of trying to take advantage of the current crisis in the Middle East to take control over Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Hamas political chief Khaled Meshaal called on Muslims around the world to defend the holy mosque against Israel's plot. Palestinian Authority leadership is to seek a UN Security Council resolution requiring Israel to withdraw to the pre-1967 lines. PLO Secretary General Yasser Abed-Rabo says the motion will be tabled in the coming weeks. He said Palestinians have managed to win the guaranteed support of seven council members so far. And at least 11 people have been wounded in twin bomb explosions near a mosque in the Egyptian city of Tanta. People were reportedly participating in a ceremony at the mosque when the bombs went off. A third bomb was also found and defused by police in the vicinity of the mosque. And in Afghanistan, three people have lost their lives in a U.S. airstrike in the Tahrir province. The U.S. has carried out air raids in Afghanistan in recent years. Now, Washington claims that these airstrikes target militants, but many of the targets later turn out to be civilians. And in Mexico, groups of students and teachers occupy three town halls in the state of Guerrero. They're demanding the safe return of the 43 missing students who went missing after a clash with police. The demonstrators have also held the municipal headquarters of Guerrero's capital, Chilpancingo, since Monday. And that's it for your news and brief.